today's headlines. Alabama's first confirmed coronavirus patient is out of the hospital and doing well. Baptist Health in Montgomery confirmed the news Tuesday night. We first learned of this case Friday morning. The Alabama Department of Public Health is working to open testing sites around the state. Right now, testing sites are open in Montgomery, Elmore, and Marengo counties. Montgomery County's testing site at Baptist Health received 680 calls in its first day open. And some Montgomery City employees in crowded offices and departments will begin working remotely to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Smaller departments that can operate safely in the office will continue to do so. All essential services, including public safety and sanitation, will be on a regular schedule. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customers. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See StraightTalk.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes. A lot.
For your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour news talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Joey, these first 2 hours have flown by.
Really have.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Yeah, they're saying now on Fox that Trump invokes wartime law to ramp up production of medical gear. He announced that in that press conference today, the Defense Production Act or something yeah. like that.
You know, I didn't get a chance to cut it last night, but I watched NBC News, and they do the shock and awe stuff. They go, we don't have enough ventilators. If the projections turn out at this level, we need 900,000 of them. You know, And so the guy who was saying that was the guy who's in charge of the Ebola deal. Right. So I wanted to say, well, how many did you say you were going to need in the Ebola deal, and how many did you actually use? Because in this worst-case scenario, yeah, you need 900,000. But what did you do to stop that, because they didn't get to worst-case scenario? These doom and gloom, Chicken Little run amok. Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey. Here's what I'm happy about, Dan.
Lindsey is going to hit it on this one now. I now call these, when Lindsey Graham says something, I call them Grammys. And he gives me a good Grammy. He talks about a restaurant in Charleston, South Carolina. If you're ever in Charleston, South Carolina, you guys know how much I love steak. There's a place called Hall's, and it is great. A fraternity brother of mine got a group of us together, and we went there when we were in Charleston. And it was a place I knew from a while back anyhow, but it is a spectacular steak. For example, you get a ribeye steak prime that is, it's actually a step above the prime. It's like $51, but man, it is good. Let's listen to Lindsey talking about his Grammy.
Travel ban bought us a lot of time. Very important.
Oh my gosh, yes.
The public-private partnership, drive-up testing, we won't inundate our hospitals and put Americans at risk going there. New innovation, right. That'll change. That's a game changer. Are we going to have enough medical supplies? Triage capabilities of a particular geographic region needs a, you know, C-130 medical supplies pack ready to go and right. Support staff. We have that. Respirators, ventilators, everything else. Are you confident?
Yeah, he's basically called up the medical reserves. The president is taking mobile army hospitals and will deploy them in these high-risk hotspots. The military has capability that's been stockpiled over time. We'll begin to share it with people who need it the most. But my number one goal, please, if you get nothing else out of this interview, people are out of work in my home state and throughout this country, no fault of their own. They're out of work because of the virus. The containment policies are putting people out of work, and we need to guarantee their income.
Absolutely. I did send Lindsey Graham Hall's Steakhouse.
Yes, you did.
Hall's is the greatest steakhouse in South Carolina, and I'm glad you're
Thank you.
We're glad you're out of self-quarantine. We're glad you tested negative.
I'm ready to fight. I want to go to the Senate and whip this virus's ass.
I like that. I'm with you.
Whip its ass.
He had to say it again.
I like that.
Yeah, don't you know, that's a Grammy. My new name for when he does something without a Grammy. Do the isolated one just so you guys can get a flavor for it.
Whip its ass.
I got to put that in the system. Whip its ass.
And he was so excited about it, he said it twice. I love it. He cracks me up. Let's go ahead and do this call before I skip over here. Sam! How are you, my friend?
Oh, good afternoon, Dan. No, I heard the top of the hour break, and I keep hearing that bill you're talking about. The bill, they keep calling it a stimulus bill. And so in my ear, stimulus means, you know, everybody, not just the... It's no telling... Anyways, listen, I'm on a fixed income, and those of us on disability, we want our check, Dan. What can I say?
There you go.
Everybody wants something. No, I was just thinking, the times that I was over at Fort Jackson doing training, I loved going to Columbia, South Carolina. You could walk the streets at night, the police were on horseback, all the tourism, the bars and restaurants, and just,
Did you ever go down to Myrtle Beach?
I've been to Myrtle Beach a couple times, and Tyree Island, and then up through there, and I love all that, but you're right, this is the money-making time of year for them, and if they're shut down, it's just... You know, there's some people that are truly hurting. That's all I got. I just want to call and say good afternoon.
Well, Sam, I appreciate that. South Carolina and North Carolina are special places. I went to school in South Carolina, did a lot of traveling around both of the states. Beautiful place and great people and great food.
Yeah, well, with the Army, I did some great training there in the late 90s. And I forget who the senator was, but he was like, had the senior. Anyway, all the facilities had plenty of cash. The facilities were great. I remember, you know, just being treated well and things went right. So,
the two famous senators are Ernest Hollings who had that Charleston accent, and Strom Thurmond.
Strom Thurmond, that's it. They had just built a new training center, and we just won the early class in there, and it's just, you know what I'm just saying. It, there's times in your life whenever you're hitting on all cylinders and things are going right, and that's just some of my memories are there. Man, I'm enjoying the show.
I appreciate you, Sam.
Yes, sir.
You have a good one. Yes, Strom Thurmond remarried and married, I think he was 75 at the time, and married this, like, 45-year-old. And she was beautiful. She was a model and gorgeous. And I had, my Daniel was pretty chunky. And so I remember getting in the elevator with him, with his wife, because he lived on the same hall I did at the apartment complex. And he said, "What are you doing feeding this child Purina Hall Chow?" and his wife slapped him. And
that's pretty funny.
He was a funny guy. And then we got back in the elevator, and he said, basically didn't say those exact words, but he said, "That's a fine little baby there." And that, it just, he was starting to lose it at that time. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good, beautiful afternoon, guys. It's gorgeous out here.
I know. I'm headed. My son and I are going to go to the dog park. We're going to have drinks outside, eat a little pizza outside. Nobody gets hurt.
Yes. Great time to go outside, man. I mean, staying inside, not necessarily good for anybody. And getting that vitamin D keeps you from getting infection. You got to have that 10 minutes of sunlight every day.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I don't mind the pollen. So I've got a neti pot soon to follow.
Yeah. And, you know, the pollen will dissipate. And also, they said all the drugs, all the antihistamines, everything, even anti-inflammatories, kill your immune system. I know I keep repeating that, but I can't help but feel somebody needs to, because people take so many of these symptomatic drugs that are not good for you. So I hope people will slow down a little on that, because it does lower your immune response. I'm on the subject of China and the journalists. I'm surprised they let them stay in that long and let them report on Hong Kong as long as they did, man. In a country like that, they have given license to the press that I thought they would never give, and I'm not surprised it's gone.
Yeah, and in the New York Times in particular, they were early on this whole report, and they kind of threatened them. You remember when the NBA... and they were criticizing China on Hong Kong.
Oh, hell yeah.
And, you know, China doesn't mess around. I mean, they basically are going to intimidate you. And New York Times kind of backed off a little bit on that, but they kept going on the Wuhan flu, the virus, the coronavirus, and they kicked their butts out of China.
Wow. I have to kind of have a little affinity for their feelings about New York Times. Can we send them to another country too?
Yeah, I know Trump.
And Washington Post. I can't criticize them for that. They got a certain amount of good taste, but I know it's wrong. But this is a nasty group of folks. I'm glad to hear people saying, "I don't want to see no damn products, Chinese products on the mall." And I know that sounds like an extreme, but these people have literally raped our economy. And that may have been willfully brought in by whoever wanted to make money and all that kind of stuff, but I think the Americans are really tired and pissed off about it now, don't you think?
I think Americans will respond to companies that are wanting to build in places other than China. I'm not saying you have to build everything in the U.S. The only thing I want to see absolutely in the U.S. are antibiotics and pharmaceuticals.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're crazy if we do anything else.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's stupid. It's not only crazy, it's stupid, because Chinese are not in working in our best interest. Never have been, never will. Neither are the Russians. So we better watch out, and it's time to wise up. And, you know, as much as they jacked up all the price on the Chinese goods, it's no damn cheaper. It may have been 20 years ago, but now we just had a big price increase on all the paint, all these supplies that we use. We had a good 10-15% increase over the past 30 days. And, you know, damn it, I'm tired of it.
Are you using Chinese paintbrushes?
Have no choice. I'm using Chinese nails. Got no choice. Chinese screws, got no choice. Damn it, that's the only place you can bend them. They don't make nails in Birmingham no more. When they did, I didn't have to have a nail gun, did I? I could drive it with a damn hammer, but I can't. I haven't been able to do that for a long time. I had to get a nail gun. I'm ready for some good old U.S. steel nails. Missed them a lot. So I bet I'm not the only contractor that feels that way, too. You reckon, Dan?
I don't know. I mean, this is an issue. The consumers got us there because consumers wanted to get products cheap, and so they got what they wanted. Now, do they have enough education and knowledge to know that cheap does not necessarily mean better? Everything in price component related.
Well, that's one point I was just bringing up to you. It's not cheap anymore. They done jacked up the prices as high as it ever was, and maybe even more so. So it's not really cheaper anymore. So that's the way I feel. I've been paying for this stuff my whole life, and just because it comes from China doesn't mean it's any damn cheaper anymore. It's the same price as it was before. So I just feel it's too much of a blackmail invitation, and I have a feeling we could be going through some of that right now with the Emperor of China. And that's what we got, isn't it?
Yeah, he's there for as long as he wants to be now. Where time I got to go, buddy?
Thank you.
You have
Thank
a great
you,
night.
Fellas.
Let me go to a break. Ken Mullinex? My guy, Ken? Coming back to him right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Millo with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, Skip Zillow, call Millow.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's a new advertiser.
Yeah.
Now you're giving it a personal endorsement. Yeah. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to Ken Mullinex. Ken, my friend, how are you, my brother?
Big Dan and Joey. It's like a balm and a serum just talking to y'all. I feel so much better. Hey, you got me going a minute ago. So I drove over to Prattville from beautiful old Cloverdale, and I heard you talk about two of my favorite people when I worked on Capitol Hill, Fritz Hollings and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah.
And you got me. I have to share a story with you. Well, first of all, who doesn't love Fritz Hollings, the way his accent was?
Charleston accent was priceless.
He barely opened his teeth, you know, Mullafalla, Governor Silva. You know, he was a caricature of a Southern United States aristocratic senator. And then Strom Thurmond, and you got it right, but just partially right, Dan. Strom Thurmond, at 76 years old, married a 24-year-old former Miss South Carolina, and they had six children.
Let's give him applause for that.
Yeah, man. He deserves some applause for that. You know, his nickname on the Hill was the Claw. Yeah. And I'll just let your imagination run rampant on what it might be. But
there was another nickname for him, too. Sperm Thurmond.
Right. And but such an interesting guy, you know. He was a major in World War II who parachuted into Normandy before the invasion. A real interesting story altogether. But I'm getting ready to come back home to Alabama after working all those years in D.C. And little George Wallace's sister, oldest sister, Bobby Joe Parsons, she and some of her girlfriends said, "Kenny, we've heard about your great behind-the-scenes tour at the Capitol. We want to come up there before you leave. We're coming up next week." I said, "Well, come on." And so I lined up a bunch of, not only showed them the Capitol, you know, that's both public and private, but I lined up some people that had loved their father, Governor Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
So, Strom Thurmond being one of them. And so I warned him. I said, "Now, girls, y'all be careful now. Senator Thurmond, there may be snow on the rooftop, but there's fire in the furnace." And, you know, I'm known to not let truth get in the way of a really good story. So they say, "Oh, Kenny, you're full of it. We don't believe that at all." So we went over to the Russell Building, to his office, and his office was a cavernous office. What you got into his private office, I mean, it was, I've never seen one so big. We walked all the way down this long office, and right inside the door, they had a secretary to kind of keep an eye on him, because by then, gosh, he must have been 98, close to 100 years old. But there he was at his desk. And I warned the girls, and they were kind of giggling, but they, you know, said, "Oh," and he said, "Well, hey, girls, how y'all doing?" And they said, "Well, hey, Senator Thurmond." He said, "Which one of you is Governor Wallace's daughter?" And Bobby Joe said, "I am, Senator." He said, "Will you come right over here and sit on my lap?"
I
swear to goodness. And they all looked at me and squealed. And I said, "Uh-huh." I told you. But I know, Dan, you've got just as many good stories from all those years. Some of them we can tell, like that one. Some of them we can't talk about publicly.
That is right.
But you got me going, so I wanted to share that with you and say that I wish you well and Joey well, and with the help of the good Lord, we're going to get through all of this. God's going to see us through all of this.
Amen to that, brother.
You better believe it. So you take care, my friend. Cheers.
Cheers to you. Great talking to you, Ken. Ken Monix, my good friend, one of my favorite Democrats around. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How are you?
Good.
Good. You know, this virus, two calls ago, I think, my nephew in Houston, I talked to him today. You know, it was about his Christmas business.
Mm-hmm.
And all his stuff comes from China. He said they already have two businesses in Houston, which he buys from, that They don't plan to order anything from China for Christmas decoration. And I said, whoa, dude, that's going to hurt you. He said, yeah, it is.
Yeah, so, you know, I think people are going to start, I think there's going to be an America First concept that's going to come from all this.
I hope so. You know, because I don't know why you can't make garland and Christmas balls and lights here in the U.S. You know, and they all come from China.
Yeah, and the reason is because of labor. The labor is a heck of a lot cheaper there. And, you know, basically if they mess up, they shoot them.
Yeah, but it's going to hurt some businesses in the U.S. for supplies, you know, for merchandise.
Well, and there are other places you can go other than China. Vietnam is a new area. India is another new big area for folks. So you don't have to go to China any longer. As a matter of fact, a lot of people are changing their supply lines out of China to Vietnam and to India.
That's a good thing. So if you have an artificial Christmas tree,
mm-hmm.
you better keep it because you may not be able to buy one come this Christmas season.
Well,
not for China. No way.
Yeah. I think, again, the economy and ingenuity of people and making money, if there's money to be made, somebody will come up with a way of doing it.
Oh, yes, sir. And by the way, I ordered me a Boston butt from Sweet Creek.
All right. Good for you.
I get it today. So, this thing's delicious.
They really are. Great. And for $25, you cannot beat that.
No, sir, you cannot beat it. So, I won't have to cook tonight.
There you go.
I'm good. All right, sir. Thank you for taking my call, and have a great day.
Thank you for calling. Boston butt for $25, folks. You cannot beat that one moment. Let's go to a break. We set the dial here. Dan Marr Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News, I'm Ann Carrick. The Republican-led Senate expected to vote today on a House-backed bill to ease financial burdens of the coronavirus outbreak. Fox's Jared Halpern.
The second phase of the legislative coronavirus response would provide 2 weeks of paid medical leave for workers who are infected or caring for those who are, and free coronavirus testing. It's just a start, however. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans are now working on a far larger third phase of economic stimulus.
Determining the best pathway to put money directly in the hands of the American people.
The U.S.-Canadian border closed to non-essential traffic to slow the spread of the virus. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Our governments recognize that it is critical that we preserve supply chains between both countries.
Trading briefly halted on Wall Street this afternoon after the S&P 500 dropped 7%. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The forecast on this last full day of winter is going to see more like the middle of May with a high temperature headed for the mid-80s easy today. Sun cloud mix, a little breezy by this afternoon. We should be dry. Very mild overnight tonight, low 63. Tomorrow's high temperature on the first day of spring up to about 86. It'll be breezy again, and again, mainly dry. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Friday afternoon and becoming likely Friday night into Saturday morning as a cold front moves through the state. It will be significantly cooler over the upcoming weekend. The pollen count remains in the very high range today and again tomorrow. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Shot down in me.
272-9228, that's where we are.
But I know I'm gonna change that tune.
Let's hear Lindsay say it again.
Talking to you.
Well, it's ass. What was that, Lindsay? You want to do what to COVID-19? Well, it's ass.
Okay.
I love it. The Grammy. Let's look back at the clips here. Peter Ducey on the Biden sweep last night, and we get back into the bill that looks like it's going to be pushing through today.
A big win for former Vice President Joe Biden as primary voters in three states head to the polls despite the threat of coronavirus. Ohio decided earlier this week to postpone its contest until June 2nd. It was a trifecta night for former Vice President Joe Biden. He won Arizona, which has 67 delegates. He also took Florida, which has 219 delegates, and Illinois, which has 155 delegates. Correspondent Peter Ducey tracking what all this means for the Democratic race.
There were no rallies tonight, just live streams. Joe Biden logged on from his house in Wilmington with a message about the coronavirus.
Americans in three states went to the polls today. I want to thank all the public officials and the poll workers who worked closely with the public health authorities to ensure safe opportunities for voting, to clean and disinfect voting booths, and to make sure the voters could cast their ballots while maintaining the distance from one another that was safe.
This is the first time we've seen Joe Biden since he was granted Secret Service protection, which his campaign asked for last week after protesters got too close for comfort at a Super Tuesday event. But we don't even know when his next event is going to be. Same goes for Bernie Sanders, who never even mentioned today's primaries in his election night live stream.
During this crisis, we will ban stock buybacks and bonuses for executives. We will put conditions on this financial assistance to make certain that any corporation in America that benefits from emergency aid does not lay off workers, pays workers a livable wage, and does not rip off consumers.
So what happens next? The DNC does not want any more major changes to their primary calendar. They don't want any more postponements like Ohio's today. They're saying that in states that haven't hosted primaries yet, in-person voting should continue, but states should add extra days and extra hours of early voting to keep lines short and to keep people healthy. And that's not all. Tom Perez writes in a letter, in order to ensure the voices of voters are heard, the DNC is urging the remaining primary states to use a variety of other critical mechanisms that will make voting easier and safer for voters and election officials alike. The simplest tool is vote by mail, which is already in use in a number of states and should be made available to all registered voters. The next big day of primaries in multiple states is going to be the first week of April, but we don't know if we are actually going to see Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden in person before that.
Okay, Bernie Sanders saying we're not going to allow a company to buy their own stock back. we're not going to allow a company to give executive bonuses.
That's nuts.
And you must pay a living wage. Now, who determines what a living wage is? Is Bernie the keeper of the truth? That's why Bernie is never going to be president of the United States, thank God. What he doesn't understand is how stupid his stuff sounds. I mean, it's just so off the charts. And that's why people are doing what they're doing.
Oh, and for him to say Trump has this authoritarian streak in him, and then for Bernie to propose stuff like that, it's just a bit rich. Yeah, and even I've said, there's stuff Trump said like on the campaign trail, like, I love the Bill of Rights, but there's some bad dudes, so I side with security over liberty. Like, there's stuff Trump said where I'm like, hey, man. But it, in New York City, for instance, Dan, they did the $15 minimum wage. Then fast food workers, as anybody could predict, were being replaced by automation.
Yep.
And many were losing their jobs. So then they wanted to come up with, now you have to give just cause to fire a fast food worker. It just becomes one intervention after another. And it creates a static kind of frozen economy, doesn't it?
What I like is the payroll tax with the automated worker. They're going to fix a fee for the automated worker to pay their tax.
So it's just another tax on capital.
Exactly.
Wow.
Just another way to get that money. We're working for the money, man. Okay, Nancy Cordes on Congress considering the $1 trillion corona stimulus.
Congress considers a $1 trillion stimulus to rescue the economy from the effects of this pandemic. It could be the biggest bailout in American history. And that's after a new poll shows nearly 1 in 5 households have lost work already because of this pandemic. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill for us. Nancy, good morning. So this stimulus could mean money in the pocket of everyday Americans, and soon. What are the details?
Well, Tony, the big detail that a lot of Americans are going to be interested in is $1,000. That's the amount of money, $1,000 or more, that lawmakers and the White House say they want to send to every American worker who's been hard hit by this epidemic. These payments would go out in April, that's this month, with another round to come down the road if there is still a need. Now, this initiative alone could cost about $250 billion. And while they're still working out how much each individual would get, it could be structured something like the tax rebates you saw during the last recession, where you got a different amount depending on things like your income level. Now, there's a massive economic stimulus package that's being crafted. This is a part of it. It could also include roughly $50 billion in assistance for airlines and $250 to $300 billion in small business loans. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told us yesterday that he is keeping the Senate in town until they can vote on this huge bill, which could come, they hope, by the end of the week. Another good piece of news for a lot of taxpayers is that the Treasury Department is now pushing back the deadline for making tax payments, if you owe anything more for 2019, by 90 days. That's for individuals and businesses, though they are still advising that if you are owed a refund, that you go ahead and file your taxes on time by April 15th.
Yeah, those people filed their taxes long ago. The way, particularly if you get the child tax credit, you filed that return, you know, a while back, 3-4 weeks ago. Our American civil, now you would, I thought about you when I did this. Mm. Are American civil liberties threatened by government actions on corona?
Any time of pandemic, the government may expand its control over individuals to serve the greater good. But what about the danger to civil liberties and finding a balance? Well, that debate is playing out in New York, where the city's far-left mayor is thinking about locking the entire city down. But so far, the governor says not on his watch.
No city in the state can quarantine itself without state approval. And I have no interest whatsoever and no plan whatsoever to quarantine any city.
All right, let's debate the delicate balancing act with former Deputy Assistant Attorney General John Yoo and Seattle radio talk show host Jason Rains. Welcome back to both of you. Good to see you.
Thank
Shannon.
You.
I thought it was interesting. I was looking around today for information about quarantines and things from the past, and I stumbled upon this document from the ACLU that they put together in 2008 called Pandemic Preparedness. They say this: too often, fears aroused by disease and epidemics have justified abuses of state power. Highly discriminatory and forcible vaccination and quarantine measures adopted in response to outbreaks of the plague and smallpox over the past century have consistently accelerated rather than slowed the spread of disease while fomenting public distrust and, in some cases, riots. John, that's quite a mouthful.
Well, this is, we could look at history, and yes, we could learn from events in the past, but those are times when people didn't know about germ theory, for example. I think what you have before you now is a much better way to learn, which is to look at what other countries have done. For example, Dr. Oz just a little while ago said South Korea has done a good job. China has now turned the corner on it, whereas we can also learn from places like Italy where policies seem to have failed. We don't have to go back and look 100 years or 50 years at panics and alarm. We can look at the evidence before us. And I think there are certain policies which seem to be working, but we can go too far. I'm living here in San Francisco in the Berkeley area where we seem to be under a total lockdown of almost all social activity. That might be going too far, but I don't think it's a violation of constitutional rights. I think instead we're trying to reach the right balance between stopping the spread of a disease, but also not totally putting the economy into a seizure so that people who need money, who need to work, aren't able to.
I have a cousin that's a pilot that lives out in the San Francisco area, and he flies one of these commuter aircraft that take you from San Francisco to kind of key locations, Reno, places like that. Nobody's going into San Francisco. The destination of San Francisco is non-existent. And he says you can't. So what they're doing is they're doing three and four hops away from San Francisco, and then they're coming back, basically nobody on the airplane. And they start over to all a group of people out and go into, you know, Reno or Colorado, a place like that. But he said it's very, very sad. He used to be a very liberal Democrat. Hmm. Not anymore. He's a very conservative, former state trooper, too. My youngest cousin, Ben. Okay, let's stay here with, are Americans' civil liberties threatened? Will some businesses not open back up?
Yeah, the Washington Post, under this headline, "The government can quarantine you for coronavirus, and there's almost nothing you can do about it," says this. Regulations set forth by the CDC give health officials broad authority to quarantine or isolate anyone, quote, reasonably believed to have been exposed to a range of highly infectious diseases. The list includes flus that can cause a pandemic. Now, Jason, I know you're out there on the West Coast, too, where you've got a big explosion of this, and there are some measures in place. How's it playing out there?
So right now it's playing out in the way that you expect it to. Lots of people are nervous. Lots of people are on the brink of panic. We heard earlier today that the schools may stay closed into the fall. We constantly are hearing rumors about a San Francisco-style policy that will keep people indoors. You walk around, drive around the city of Seattle, it's unrecognizable. There are not that many people out on the roads. There are certainly not people in businesses, and a lot of them have had to shut down, and there's a fear that they're not going to open up again. And so not only are we dealing with the health concerns and the panic about a potentially deadly virus, depending on the demographic that gets it, but you're also now worried about paying rent, paying just common bills, and going about your normal life. And I think at some point, they're going to intersect in a way that needs to be managed. And I'm wondering if we're prepared for that.
That's an interesting issue of businesses not opening back up. You know, a lot of these store leases are based on revenues. They have a number that's their base number, and then they take their revenues for that month and they take a percentage of those revenues. A lot of that's done here in Montgomery. Matter of fact, the other place, shopping center, does that. And what if the guy who has the store says, well, this wasn't the best location, and I could do better, or here's this over here, and just never opens that store back up and does something else with that. Hmm. Let's just employees go, employees get paid in a kind of a unemployment insurance type way, and then they go and open another store. I could see that happening. I could see people changing which is a good thing, changing their business model to try to fit inclement health, let's call it, instead of inclement weather. But these guys bring up some fair points here. So now, libertarians threat, their action belongs to the governors, not to the feds. And this is, I'm a states' rights person. Let a governor make the decision. Everybody wants the president to say, stop everything. You don't do it that way. You go state by state. Governors know what their state needs.
I want to play something by the Surgeon General today. Here's his take on this.
And we are not an authoritarian nation, so we have to be careful when we say, let's do what China did, let's do what South Korea did. A lot of our public health authority lies in the state and local level.
You know, and John, I've been hearing this debate back and forth, people saying, like, look, the states are doing everything because the feds aren't managing it well. And the other hand, they're saying, listen, you got to watch this Trump administration. They have all these authoritarian tendencies, and you can't let them start, you know, cracking things down from on high from the feds. I mean, John, where do people find that balance?
Well, first, it's ironic that people are attacking Trump now for not being activist enough when just a few 2 months ago, people were attacking Trump, trying to remove him from office because they heard he was exercising too much presidential power. So it's a good point that you're making, Shannon, because there is a difference between what the federal government can do and what the state government can do. The federal government can control the borders. It can provide a lot of money. It can provide a lot of supplies. But the real power of government here to handle an epidemic like this, it's not localized in one place, it's spreading out throughout the country, is in the state governments. That's the way our Constitution was designed. And federal law still gives the frontline responsibility to governors, mayors, county executives, because they're the ones who control the resources and the personnel that can really enforce things like travel restrictions, that can shut down businesses. The federal government doesn't have the people or the resources to do anything like that. So in a weird way, the success for the president, for Trump, in dealing with this epidemic is really going to lie in the hands of people like Gavin Newsom or Andrew Cuomo.
Spot on. That's John New, who was a Bush DOJ person. You see him on Fox at night, particularly Laura Ingraham's show. But that's it. I wish Trump would have done more of that, talking about the governors. I'm listening to the governors. The governors are telling me what they need, and we're working as the United States of America, these governors, and we're helping them out as the federal government. But state is where the action is. I wish you would have emphasized that more, other than I'm doing a magnificent job. Do you vote?
I'm doing a great best job we're doing. And, you know, it's a bad thing, though, folks. Nobody's to blame.
News 93.1, going to be back right after this.
Change that tune. As it may seem, some people get their kicks from stepping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patients satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Last segment of the day, guys. You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. Let's continue on with this. American civil liberties, are they threatened? Not if the public takes it seriously is kind of the underlying theme here. So in other words, if you address this virus, then there's not going to be a need to do any of this stuff. I think it'd be a terrible mistake if Trump didn't nationalize something. If a governor wants to do it, a mayor wants to do it, a county commission wants to do it, that's one thing. I think it'd be a terrible mistake because of feelings towards Trump. If he were to do that, he may think he's doing the right thing. He would be ridiculed for it.
Which, interestingly enough, they both have had praise for him over the last few days, and they're arch enemies otherwise. Okay, speaking of governors, Governor Northam, Virginia, tweets this. I just issued an emergency order with VDH commissioner to enforce Virginia's statewide ban of more than 10 patrons in restaurants, theaters, and fitness centers. Please use common sense. If you were considering ignoring this limit, don't. I mean, Jason, at what point do you have any concerns about authorities using whatever, resources they have at this point, because they're, being channeled in a lot of important areas, but to crack down on people mm-hmm. who don't, go along with what is, for now, a voluntary, at least in where, we are in here in Virginia, a voluntary suggestion?
So here's where I'm concerned. I'm concerned when people decide that they don't think this is serious enough to do the self-isolation. I fear that some people are going to put the governors or mayors in positions where their hands are tied, and they're going to start to move down the line of these kinds of massive quarantines. I've been talking to people on my radio show on both sides. On the left, I need to hear people stopping this nonsense politicking and going after Trump wherever they can and taking it out of context, because they're downplaying the seriousness of this. On the right, I say the same thing, and I'm a conservative, but I'm talking to folks on my side saying, let's chill out a little bit about any type of criticism against the president. There are good faith criticisms that we can level, and stop with the conspiracies that all of a sudden the police are going to take over and we're going to have people with guns wandering around the streets keeping us in our homes. We're not going to that point, but if we don't take this seriously, if we don't follow the directives coming from public health officials, coming from this administration, and coming from our governors, I think we're going to force their hands. I know that folks like John are out there who are going to make sure that if there are any legitimate civil liberty disruptions, they're going to call this out. But right now, I'm more concerned about the guy that you played earlier going out on a beach and hanging out.
I don't want anybody, whether it's Republican or Democrat, I hear people go, well, Trump needs to do it because that's the right thing to do. The problem is, once you do it, it's just like the pen and the phone. Once you do it, you're going to set a course for somebody else, and that's not where we need to go. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Larry G. Larry G., welcome to the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Yeah, this is Larry G.
Larry G., how are you?
Oh, what's up, man?
Nada, what's up with you?
Listen, I have the antidote to that coronavirus.
Yeah?
President Trump say July and August, and I think that he's right about that. What I'm suggesting to people to do is not panic, man. People are panicking. They're going crazy, Mario. This is what I suggest. This is what Dr. Elwell is suggesting. Go to the GSD store or Walmart and get some raw honey and eat it raw 4 days out of a week. Round about August, July, like the president said, it would be okay. This thing will pass, Dan. However, it's probably maybe going to take some human beings along, but it's real fast. Love you, man.
Take care, Larry G. I agree with you. Joey, are you still a Tampa Bucks fan?
I don't follow as closely as I would like, but yeah, generally speaking, I saw the news about the
man, let's listen in. Tom Brady, moving on. Possibly Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
A big story from the world of sports. After months of speculation, quarterback Tom Brady announced on social media that he will not return to the New England Patriots next season. Surprised a lot of people with that. Multiple reports say Brady will instead become a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. CBS This Morning Saturday co-host Dana Jacobson is in New York City's Times Square. A lot of people say Brady is the best quarterback of all time. What do we know about him becoming a Buccaneer?
Tony, a lot of people do say that, and they would be right. Here from the crossroads of the world, I can tell you that Brady's at a crossroads in his career. There's no imminent announcement planned right now, but we do know that Tampa Bay, according to multiple sources, is where Brady will try to recreate the magic he made in New England.
We'll never see this run again, Jim.
Brady's pass is intercepted and returned for a touchdown.
Unexpected at the time, this was Tom Brady's final play in New England. An interception returned for a touchdown following two decades of glory in the NFL.
You know, there's nobody who's had a better career, I would say, than me.
We're going back, baby!
That career reads like a fairy tale. Brady came into the league in 2000 as a relatively unknown quarterback, just happy to compete for a spot on the Patriots.
Pretty good work ethic, so I think I'd get the job done.
But that work ethic put Brady on a path to superstardom. He set more than 50 NFL records with the Patriots, including six championships and 249 wins. The most by any player. In January 2012, Patriots owner Robert Kraft reminisced about his first meeting with Brady.
Listen to this.
He says, "Hi, Mr. Kraft, I'm Tom Brady. I said, I know who you are. You're our sixth-round draft choice from Michigan." And he looked me in the eye and he said, "And I'm the best decision this organization has ever made." And you know what? He was right.
That is vintage. His mentality and his mental capabilities approach to things is the whole secret. If you read, you know, the power, the magic of thinking big and the power within, Tom Brady is an example of that type of thinking working. Can we try to fit that last one in?
Yeah.
Now 42 years old, the superstar quarterback will spend the twilight of his career in a new city, something Brady hinted at after his playoff loss.
I love playing for this team. Again, I don't know what it looks like moving forward, so we'll just take it day by day.
In Brady's open letter to fans Tuesday, he wrote, quote, "I will always love you and what we have shared, a lifetime full of fun memories."
I'm surprised, to be honest with you. I thought he was going back. And
CBS Sports NFL analyst Pete Prisco says while Brady has nothing to prove, his drive to be the best outside New England will push him.
He's a competitor. You see him on the field. He's fiery. He's feisty. He wants to show everybody that he can win one without Bill Belichick.
Brady's expected deal with Tampa Bay reportedly in the $30 million range. Now, Tampa Bay does not play the Patriots this year, but I should point out the Super Bowl is in Tampa. And Gail, no host city has ever had its home team play in that title game. Who knows? Maybe more history for Tom Brady.
I know. A lot of people still in shock. Dana, do you think this was just a financial decision? Many people still can't believe this is actually happening.
Yeah, it may have been. We talked about this at the time when Brady's season had ended, that the idea was that Brady may have some money in mind, but that the Patriots need to start looking forward, and they may not have that same amount of money in mind. It could have been. It could have simply.